就是50%以上的人都会丢去这个网页，然后再用其他的网页。
We are a people in a hurry, and when circumstances compel us to slow down, we protest.
我们都是匆忙的一群，如果环境阻止我们或者强迫我们不得不放慢脚步，我们就会抗议。
We dance with impatience.
我们是非常的不耐烦。
This morning, I want to remind you that God is not in a hurry.
但是今天早上，我要提醒大家，就是神是不着急，他是不赶时间的。
Unfortunately, we often think that those who are not in a hurry don't care.
但是很不幸的，我们却认为那些不着急的，就是对我们不关心。
That's what I thought as a 7-year-old as I endured my grandfather's prayer.
那就是我七岁时候所想的，因为我必须要忍受我祖父的那个陈长的祷告。
But God does care for us.
但是神是关心我们的。
Peter writes, he says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you.
彼徒这么写道，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
So God cares, and yet God is not in a hurry. How are we supposed to respond?
神是顾念我们的，然而他却并不着急。那么我们该怎么反应呢？
In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul paints a picture of all creation groaning with impatience, eagerly anticipating a future day when God will release all of creation from decay and death.
罗马书第八章，使徒保罗描绘了一幅的图片，万物不耐烦的在叹息，迫切的期待有一天神会从死亡败坏的管辖之中释放一切受造之物。
Paul writes that God has a plan for all creation, and we must eagerly and patiently wait for that plan to unfold.
保罗写道，对一切受造物，神有个计划，我们必须要确望，而且要耐心的等待这个计划的展开。
Since the time of Abraham, God has had a plan to reverse the effects of sin and death.
从亚伯拉罕的时代开始，神就有一个计划，要来扭转这个亚当带来罪的影响。
And God's plan is that He is going to bless all nations.
神的计划就是他要祝福万国。
God's plan is to defeat death and decay.
神的计划就是他要打败死亡，要打败败坏。
God's plan is that we will share in His glory, the glory of the resurrected Christ, the glory of mortal bodies being raised to eternal life, the glory of citizenship, adoption into His family, and right standing with God.
神的计划就是我们要分享他的荣耀，基督复活的荣耀，必使身体得赎，带来永生的生命的荣耀，带来子民儿子名分的荣耀。这是我们所热切盼望的。
That is our eager hope, and we long to be released from suffering and from sin.
这是我们热切盼望，我们渴望能够从罪的和犯难的当中能够释放出来。
And we eagerly hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the bodies that He has promised us.
我们热切的盼望能够得着儿子的身份，能够有全部的权利，然后也包括了我们身子得赎的那个应许。
We all were given this hope when we were saved.
当我们得救的时候，我们全部都有这个盼望。
And we look forward to it because we don't yet have it.
我们是那么的期望、盼望着，因为我们现在暂时还没有得着。
Well, it's almost 2,000 years since Paul wrote the letter to the Romans.
那么已经时隔2000多年，当保罗写这篇罗马书给罗马的众人。
It's been almost 4,000 years since God first made a promise to Abraham to bless all the nations.
也已经超过 四千多年前，当神向亚伯拉罕做出承诺，他将要赐福以万民。
And God's people have been waiting for a long time, a very long time.
神的子民已经等了很长的时间，很长的一段时间。
The truth that God is not in a hurry is not hard to grasp.
真相是神是不赶时间、不着急的，并不是这么难以理解。
God is taking His time, but His plan is unfolding.
神是不赶时间，但是他的计划正在展开。
God's plan coalesced in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, God defeated death and decay.
神的计划是拼合在基督耶稣里，然后在基督里，神打败了死亡和败坏。
In Jesus, God revealed our hope and our glory.
在耶稣里，神向我们显明了我们的我们的盼望和荣耀。
Because Jesus was raised from the dead, our hope is that one day we all will be raised from the dead too.
因为耶稣他已经从死里复活了，我们的也希望有一天我们也像耶稣一样能够从死里复活。
And so we eagerly wait for that future day when God will reveal who His children really are.
所以我们是那么的热切的盼望，有那么一天，神能够将他的种子能够显现出来。
And so Paul encourages us, we must wait patiently and confidently.
所以保罗鼓励我们，我们必须要有耐心，我们也必须要有信心的等候。
We must wait patiently because God's plan is unfolding, but that plan is long, centuries long, millennia long.
我们必须耐心的等候，因为神的计划正在展开着，但是这个计划是很长，是百年之长，也是千年之长。
We must wait confidently because Jesus is the first of many who will become like Him.
那么我们必须要有信心的等候，因为耶稣是第一位，将来以后将会有许多像耶稣的一样。
And Paul knows that we grow impatient. Paul knows that we are weak.
保罗知道我们是会我们是软弱的。保罗也知道我们没有耐心，我们的耐心会越来越少。
He knows that we groan because of illness, because of hunger, loss of jobs, the death of loved ones, the difficulty of following Jesus in this culture today.
保罗知道，当我们饿了，当我们没有工作，当我们亲人离去，忠心跟随耶稣的艰难。他知道我们会叹息，我们会埋怨，尤其是在现今的时代里。
And so Paul encourages us.
所以保罗鼓励我们。
And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness.
我们的软弱有圣灵在帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit takes our impatient groanings, and the Holy Spirit Himself prays for us with the groanings that cannot be expressed in words.
圣灵会担当我们不耐烦的叹息，圣灵会亲自用说不出的叹息来替我们祷告。
And here's the wonderful thing. Because the Holy Spirit prays for us believers in harmony with God's will, God understands our groanings.
这 是非常美好的，因为圣灵借着，因为圣灵替我们祈求的是照着神的旨意替 圣徒祈求的，所以神晓得我们的叹息。
And then we read one of the most wonderful verses in the whole Bible in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
接下来我们会读到一句在整本圣经里面最美好的一句圣言。
And we know that in all things,God works for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人的益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Throughout history, since the time of Abraham, God's plan to bring blessing and to defeat death and decay, that plan has been unfolding.
纵观历史，从亚伯拉罕时代开始，神的计划就是要带来祝福，打败死亡和朽坏，而这个计划已经展开了。
In different circumstances, in different times, in different cultures, God's plan is unfolding.
在不同的环境、不同的时间、不同的文化，神的计划也正在展开着。
We groan, we grow impatient in the meantime, but God is working.
同一时间，我们却在叹息，我们不耐烦的心在增长。但是神的计划在工作，在进行中。
And it's not just that God is working, but God is working for the good of those who love Him.
神不单只是单单的工作，神的工作是叫所爱神的人能够得到益处。
God is working for the good of those who are called according to His purpose.
神的工作是叫那些照他按他旨意所招的人得到益处。
At the moment, we may not understand the good that God is working out.
目前我们可能不明白神的工作所带来的益处是什么。
We may not understand how God is presently working for our good, but we must trust that He is doing that work.
我们可能不明白现在神为了我们的益处，他是如何的工作，我们不明白。但我们必须要信靠他，他一直在做这个工作。
After all, we know that God did that work in Jesus Christ, and He is going to work for our good as well.
但是我们知道，神是借着基督在工作，而且他的工作都是为了我们的益处。
New Life Church has lived without a pastor for almost 20 months.
那新生命教会已经没有牧者 大约有二十多个月了。
And for nearly 2 years, we have been searching for a pastor.
那么差不多有两年的时间，我们都在寻求一位牧者。
We've been searching for a pastor because we know that God desires shepherds to lead and to care for His people.
我们一直在寻找一位牧者，因为我们知道神的心意、神的希望是有牧羊人来带领和照顾。
That is how God has designed the church.
因为这是神为教会所设计的。
Just as sheep need a shepherd, so a church needs people to shepherd them.
就像羊需要牧羊人，同样教会也需要牧者来牧养他们。
A church without a shepherd is like a body that has a limb amputated.
一个没有牧者的教会就像一个身体砍断了四肢的一只。
And that church will lurch and stumble as it does the work of God's plan.
当我们在做主的事工的时候，这个教会就会走得蹒跚，它将会跌倒。
Fortunately, though, New Life Church is not completely without a shepherd.
但是幸运的时候，新生命堂并不是完全没有牧者。
The deacons board and others in the church have been doing the work of a pastor.
因为执事还有其他的弟兄姐妹，他们都在做着牧者的工作。
Some of you have preached God's word here on Sunday morning.
有些弟兄姐妹在讲台上讲道。
Others of you are visiting and caring for the needs of the congregation.
有些在做关顾和探访的工作，关心会众的需要。
Many of you are praying.
许多在祷告。
Many of you encourage one another.
许多都在互相的勉励。
Many of you teach Sunday school.
许多在教主日学。
Many of you lead small groups.
许多在带领小组。
Some of you even translate sermons for others.
甚至有些也在翻译，为主日翻译。
I rejoice to see so many of you doing the work.Of a pastor.
当我看到有这么许多的弟兄姐妹在做着牧者的工作的时候，我心里满心欢喜。
And yet we long for a pastor to lead us.
但是我们却是那么的渴望有一位牧者来领导我们。
And we are disappointed when a pastoral candidate does not work out.
所以我们觉得失望，当一位牧师的候选人并没有聘请成功。
And we grow impatient.Without a pastor, as the months stretch into years for New Life Church.
所以我们不耐心，我们叹息，我们在埋怨， 因为我们没有牧者的时间已经拖长了，从几个月已经拖了到几年。
I want to encourage you this morning.
今天早上我要来鼓励大家。
Trust God that in this time without a pastor, God is working in everything for our good.
我要鼓励大家，我们要信靠神。虽然在这期间我们没有牧者，但是我们要相信，在万事上，神在工作，为了我们的益处。
God has a plan, and God is working out that plan.
神有一个计划，而他正在为这个计划进行中。
Earlier, we listened to a passage from Isaiah chapter 28, verses 23 to 29.
今天早上我们读到了一段经文，是在以赛亚书28章23到29节。
And Isaiah tells a parable to the people of Judah who are in desperate circumstances, standing on the very brink of judgment by God.
以赛亚向犹大的人民讲了一个有关于农夫的比喻。当时的犹大的子民在面对着一个很绝望的境况，站在神审判的边缘。
A farmer uses different techniques of planting, different ways of harvesting at different times for different crops.
一位农夫他会用不同的方法技术来耕种，不同的方法在不同的时候收割不同的农作物。
Depending on the season, the farmer will either plow or sow.
根据季节，农夫或许他会耕地，或许他会撒种。
Depending on the soil, the farmer will plant one kind of seed or another.
根据那个土壤，这个农夫可能种这一种的种子，或者是种另外一种种子。
Depending on what type of crop he grows, the farmer will employ different methods of harvesting.
根据他所种的农作物，农夫会采用不同的方法来去收割。
Different seeds require different methods.
不同的种子需要用不同的方法。
God is a wonderful teacher, and He has given the farmer great wisdom in knowing how to bring in an abundant harvest.
神是一位非常奇妙的好老师，他给予农夫极大的智慧，来去知道怎么样的去来带来丰收。
God is like a farmer.
神就像一位农夫。
In particular or changing contexts, God knows how to ensure a good crop.
特别是在不断变化的情况之下，神知道他是如何能够保证一个好收成。
Different soils, different weather patterns, different seasons, different seeds, none of these frustrate God's plan to bring in a harvest.
不同的土壤，不同的天气模型，不同的季节，不同的种子，没有一样都能够阻拦神的计划需要带来好丰收。
As one writer put it, he said this. He said, if the farmer, by God's inspiration, knows how to get a crop, how much more God does that? The very source of purposeful action and effective insight.
那么有一位作者曾经这样子说过，如果一位农夫借着神的启示，知道如何获得收成，更何况是神。他是这个行动意义见识深远的源头，他的收成是又如何的多呢？
Let me repeat that. If the farmer, by God's inspiration, knows how to get a crop, how much more does God know how to get a crop? God, the very source of purposeful action and effective insight.
我重复，如果一位农夫借着神的启示，知道如何获得收成，更何况是神，他是这个行动意义见识深远的源头，他的收成将是更是如何的多呢？
Here's what I believe both Isaiah and the Apostle Paul might say to us in New Life Church this morning.
以下是我认为以赛亚和保罗在今天的早晨会这样的向新生命教会这么说。
God has a plan that all creationwill one day join God's children in glorious freedom from decay and death.
神有一个计划， 所有的受造之物有一天将会脱离死亡和败坏的管辖，然后得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
God is not in a hurry, but we can trust that God is working.
神是不赶时间，他不着急的，但是我们可以信任他，他是在工作。
God is not frustrated by changing circumstances.
对于这些改变的情况，神他是不沮丧，不懊恼的。
In everything, God is working for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得着益处，就是按他旨意所招的人。
That's us in New Life Church.
这就是我们新生命教会。
That's us during this time in which we are without a pastor.
这就是我们在这一段时期，我们没有牧者来牧养。
God has been working for the past 20 months, and God is working right now for our good.
在以往的二十多个月里，神在我们当中工作，在以后的日子里，神也一样在我们的当中工作。
We grow impatient, but God knows how to get a good crop.
我们的不耐烦在增长，在增长，我们的叹息在增长，但是神晓得他怎么能够得到好收成。
So what is the good that God is working in us during this time in which we are without a pastor?
那么在这没有牧者的期间，神工作所带来的益处是什么呢？
What is the good? Well, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8.
益处是什么？我们就来看罗马书第八章。
This is the good that God is working in us, that we are becoming like Jesus Christ.
罗马书第八章二十九到三十节告诉我们，神在我们里面工作所带来的益处就是我们将会更像耶稣。
Let me repeat that. The good that God the Father is working in us is that we have been chosen to become like His Son.
我再重复，父神在我们里面工作所带来的对我们的益处就是我们被拣选应更像耶稣。
Just as Jesus groaned during his life, yet patiently trusted God, so too we must be patient and trust that God will get a good crop, especially here at New Life Church.
就如耶稣在世曾经叹息，但他耐心等候，所以我们必须有耐心信靠神，我们将会有一个好收成。
Just as God raised Jesus from the dead, so too one day we will be raised to new life to become like Jesus.
正如神叫耶稣从死里复活，我们有一天也会复活，我们也会有新生命，就像耶稣一样。
God has chosen us to become like Jesus.
神拣选了我们，让我们要更像耶稣。
Having chosen us, God called us to come to Him.
神拣选了我们，神呼召我们来到他面前。
Having called us, God gave us right standing with Himself.
神呼召了我们，他给过我们这样子的权柄，站在他旁边。
And having given us right standing with Himself, God gave us His glory.
有这样子的权利站在他神的旁边，他给过了我们荣耀。
This is the plan of God.
这是神的计划。
This is the work that God is doing.
这是神正在工作。
This is the good that even now without a pastor, God is doing in our church.
这是益处，虽然我们现在没有牧者，神一直在我们的教会中工作。
So be encouraged.
所以你们要激励起来。
Yes, we long for the day when we will have a pastor to shepherd us here at New Life Church.
是的，我们是非常渴慕有一天，当有一位牧者来到新生命教会来牧养我们。
In the meantime, be patient.
但是在那一天到来之前，我们要耐心等待。
Wait confidently.
我们要有信心的等候。
Because you know that God is working for our good to transform us into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道神在我们中间工作，就是为了我们益处，要改变我们，让我们更像耶稣。
For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
因为我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Amen.
Amen.
我们用这首《信靠顺服》这首诗歌来回应，今天牧师的信息。在主真道光中，我与救主同行，何等信靠顺服。